One of our goals is to catalyze the subconscious into the conscious. Now, in terms of this guide for leaders and prophets, we need to step back a bit and think in terms of universal visions of religion. And no, we're not saying all religions are the same. No, they're not. And we're not saying that what we're going to discuss relates to all to religions. We don't presume to know the answer to that question. But you can say in the major religions, there's concepts of right and wrong and judgment. We prefer looking at things in terms of the perennial philosophy, if you will, the structure of the Hindu vision of reality. But that is certainly not exclusive to that and is very much relevant to other major religions, which is the following. You have dharma, the law, what people should be doing. Karma, that's where people move backwards and forwards in terms of what they're supposed to do. People who are betraying their role are going backwards. People who are fulfilling their role are going forwards. At the end of this is the samsara, the transmigration to the next life. And the person's position in the samsara is directly related to karma as to what they have done. Now, this isn't just pie in the sky, by and by. Dharma rules over life. God exists. Dharma rules over life all the time, every day. There's a pattern. And people say, well, why is the world so screwed up? Why this? Why that? First place, the world we live in is just a little speck of dust off in the middle of nowhere in the universe. So can't get too upset about all this. That's just a basic theological point. Now, the world today is seriously off course. What to do, and where do we look for the prophets? Do we look at the leaders, the great universities putting out all the bullshit that justifies this system? Of course not. The leaders and the prophets are likely to be the, quote, nobodies, people who are oppressed by this system. This is not a good system. This is a system that does not reward virtue. No, it does not. And so you're going to be dealing with some probably rather crazy, violent, difficult people who are going to be the prophetic voices. When a society gets seriously off course, it's the world of the underground that emerges. And that's the whole concept behind underground web world. Now, what we need to do is to inspire people to step forward and define what the issues are. The number one issue in our world today is the wholesale destruction of the biological foundations of life. Now, God, fate, whatever your religious value is it controls nature. Nature is a manifestation of that. And the real world of nature is a ferocious world. It's not the fairy tale, flower power nonsense of the 1960s and 70s and so on. This is a ferocious world. And we live right now in a time of illusion, but it's a time of illusion where the pseudo-virtual reality that is projected by the education system and the media, it's beginning to get blasts of static, so people begin to see the real reality behind this, which isn't all the fairy tale office buildings and all the nonsense and all the supposed progress, but which is the wholesale mass murder and destruction of life. Now, there's going to be a connection between the destruction of life and the destruction of the current system. Nature is billions of years old. Industrial society on a global scale is a little over 50 years old. So this is, human beings have only been around here for 50,000 years. So this is the infinitesimal short term via the primordial long term. The primordial long term, God, fate, nature, calls forth prophets and leaders. See, nature's going to solve this whole thing. Nature laughs at the pretensions of these fools and their fairy tale lunatic asylum that they built. And nature will bring forth leaders who will serve as prophetic messengers. We need to fine-tune what we've produced and reduce it to something very, very short and very, very small to trigger these people out there. A lot of these people need to be alerted to the fact that they have power. They are believing that they have no power. This is an illusion. The truth is the ultimate power. And these people, if they can discipline themselves and organize their lives properly will have the ability to communicate on a quantum level around the world. And this is the basic purpose of what we need to do. We need to fine-tune what we have more tightly. This is very difficult to do, because this prophetic guide really, it inevitably would be sort of 50 pages, and we need to boil it down to 3. We need to catalyze somebody to get them off dead center, and that's what we need to concentrate on thinking about.